A lot of things have shifted since the last Marquette Law School poll back in January. According to the newest poll released yesterday, Trump's honesty rating has gone up. So has the percentage of people who say they'd vote for him in 2020. But those were just a few of the issues covered yesterday. Angelina Mosher Salazar has the full report.
Here are some of the things that didn't really change since the last Marquette Law School poll. A majority of those surveyed expressed overwhelming support for Medicaid expansion, favored a substantial increase for special ed funding, and said no to a gas tax. Public opinion, according to the Marquette results, stayed pretty constant on these issues. However, there have been some new developments since the last Marquette poll back in January. For one, since Tony Evers took office, the legislature has tried to make the case that the new Democratic governor is uncooperative. And Evers has tried to make the case that the Republican-controlled legislature is uncooperative. But according to Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll, in the views of the public,
It's not even close that people perceive Evers as the one who's more willing to cooperate and see the legislative leaders as not interested in cooperation.
Wisconsinites were also asked, do you believe the word honest describes President Trump? Franklin says there was a shift in public opinion on this question.
So actually, his honesty rating did move up. In April, it was 35.59. If we back up to January, it was 31.62.
But the big takeaway, according to Franklin, wasn't the respondents' answers. Actually, the surprising thing was a shift Franklin had been noticing in the respondents themselves. The sample size has always leaned a bit more Democratic, but after the 2016 election, the sample size has shifted more Republican. So who's responsible for that shift? Franklin has an answer.
Non-college white men. If you combine education and gender and race, we have seen the emergence of strong voting patterns of non-college white men becoming more and more Republican in their votes.
This demographic makes up about 30% of the Wisconsin population and are responsible, according to Franklin, for a 13-point shift to Republicans. A data point that Michelle from Shorewood, Wisconsin, found to be particularly interesting, but not that shocking.
I think that probably makes sense. That seems to be the national average and the trends that are occurring elsewhere.
She's not wrong. According to Pew Research data, nationally, white men who do not have a college degree voted Republican by about 2-1, 66% to 32%, in the 2018 midterm election. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.